The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
I want to know that the Lord is not coming back until the earth has received the restitution of all things. Jesus is not coming for a weak church. He's not coming for a crying church. He's not coming for a church who is wanting to escape. He's coming for a glorious church. He's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle or any of such, anything that look like it. So He has made provision. He will not say that if He has not done it. He has finished its work. He has expectation. He has provided for that expectation. And he will receive what He has expected. His standard, God's standard, cannot be compromised. If it's going to take the next 1,000 years, yes. It's until it's not determined by years. Is determined by expectation. It's until this Jesus heaven must receive until. Except He has lied. Except the scripture is not true. Except all of God's promise that He has promised and spoken through the mouth of His servants, the prophets, are not true. Except there is no spirit of the prophets. Heaven and the earth will pass away, except there is no spirit of the prophet. Not the Emmanuel Wuli as we know it today. He is the original spirit of the prophets. There is the original spirit of prophecy that has directed the course of righteous nation on the earth here to be this way. Except there is no God. So I want us to know that it looks like the end of times, depending on the attitude of the church or the response of the church. I want you to know that from the day Jesus was taken up, the last time, the last days has begun. That's like around 2,000 years ago. The last day has begun. And we're still in the last day. So if it spans the next 4,000 years, it's still the last day. And everything He has spoken concerning the last day will still come relevant. What we're seeing now, that look at me, oh, exactly. If the church does not do its part, in the next 100 years, it will still be relevant. Because when it was spoken, it was planned to take over time. So the church must catch the moment that we are in, so we don't spend 4,000 years. So that time He has said that You can trace from Adam to, is it to Noah, all of that. You can trace close to 2,000 years. To Christ, you can take a trace around 4,000 years. To where we are, you can trace around 6,000 years. Amen. Praise God. Those who belong to science have a lot of things to say about that. But I can tell you that the scripture does not contravene science. It does not contradict science. The scripture is accurate. And facts also are existing. Amen? What I'm just saying is that the church can stay the next 1,000 years and to just still be, because he promised the seed. The seed did not come until around 4,000 years after. So if this church fails, it may take a long time, or longer time than is expected, for the end to finally come. Amen. So it means that we may have to profile or know where we are, what we're running from. We may have to profile answers to them. You know, there are a lot of things we're running from that we're saying, we're asking Jesus to come and solve. Things that we should solve ourselves, we're asking to come and solve. Amen. And all the time, Jesus will always refer to his people, disciples. Give them to me to eat. He said they are hungry. They're telling him they are hungry. He said, give them, go and give them to eat. In another place, there was this sick demon possessed boy that they were casting out. And the demon was not cast out. So they came, the parent came and said, your disciples couldn't cast out the demon. And you were expecting that Jesus would just take the boy and cast the demon. He turned to them and chide them. Yeah, perverse generation, how long will I be with you? You think I'm going to stay here with you forever? These are the ones that will stay with you. They are your saviors. Better turn to them. So I want us to know that the church has the answer. Jesus put the answer in the church. And the church must profile the answer in this last time. Praise God. So by God's grace, we're going to look at the gospel tonight again and see what he has been saying to us, that it becomes a must. What we have been sharing together in the past weeks and months are things that are a must, for they are the least thing that a believer must be holding. Remember, I say holding faith and a pure conscience. Holding faith and a pure conscience. These are things that an average believer must be holding. Because the least you should be is that you should be a deacon. And some have missed it. They have not been holding faith and a pure conscience. So some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. They have not seen how faith can cleanse the conscience. Praise God. So I want us to know that we will have to look at this very well and at least obtain the minimum requirements. Is that not true? Even though you are not holding 7 distinctions, you should have the minimum entry requirement. And if the minimum is like what we're saying, and what will be the end of it be like? And that is the minimum. Because what we read last week, we read John last week. Let's read the place again today as we trust heaven to take us along. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please help me to welcome someone there by your side tonight. It's nice in your face today. Thank you very much. And we also welcome all our friends our friends in Akure and all over the places where they are connected to this message. And amazingly, you know, we have reports that after the message, people still listen to the messages on the Facebook. So God has designed that His word will travel in the days we are in. We give thanks to God for that. Amen. John 13. Let me read from verse 8. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I watch thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean. See, but it's clean every whit. The word every whit is clean completely. Are you here tonight? He that is washed. So it's telling you that washing us is a process that also has termination. What I say? Watching is a process that has termination. So a man can be washed. And can be washed completely. Washing can be thoroughly done and it will be complete. That is not man talking, that is Jesus talking. And you know, not wonder about him is that Jesus says it exactly. So he that speaketh the word of God. He that speaketh the word of God means that he that speaketh the exact, that's John 3, that speaketh the exact word. Or the exact word as it is the mind of God. That's the difference between Jesus and all the other prophets. All the prophets, they bring the word of the Lord. Is that not true? You hear, the word of the Lord came to me. But none of them can speak it exactly. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words. That word words is that speaketh the thoughts or the mind of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure. He has the fullness of Spirit. He has the entirety of Spirit. So he does not speak it in measure. He speaks exactly. That's why they call him Rabboni. Teacher of teachers. Praise God. Anything Jesus says, you can stay with it and look at it and look into it. You can only find it to be more true as time passes on. You can only find it to be more true. It can never be less true. So you hear that emphasis. Verily, verily, I say unto you, nobody has ever faulted his words. Nobody. The very core of the message of the gospel is the words of Jesus. You can only get offended at his word. Like I say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. It's not a way, it's the way. Anyone can be offended. How can you be the way? Are you saying there's no other way? Yes, there is no other way. To the Father. It isn't to heaven. To the Father. Anybody wants to travel to the Father? But anyway, the world does not know the Father. So how can they even find the way to the Father? They're not looking for the Father. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. I've written recent convert of one assistant imam in Lagos. Amen. As he was giving his testimony of his experience, you will see that Jesus appeared to Saul, appearing to a man again after 2,000 years. Like same experience, a great light shone. Yet it's not hot. It's cool, like air conditioning. In 2 weeks, he was talking scriptures more than me. Because Jesus spoke scriptures to him. All the other prophets are dead forever. You can't see them in visions. It's Jesus that keeps appearing to men on earth. It's only Jesus that keeps... Have you ever heard of anybody that says, Susu appeared to him and nothing. Dead! Until Jesus raised them from the dead again, they are dead to their teeth. Jesus the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Savior of all the world, and His saving grace you can't deny. That's what we're looking at, okay? He's the one saying that when I watch a man, I watch him completely. Completely. So Jesus watches completely. What did I say? Come on, say it again. Not just in the days of Peter, even today. Because Jesus met Saul, he appeared and spoke to him. He still appeared to men today. He has not changed. So if he watched in their generation, he's still watching today. Praise God. So, can you see the place we're reading? That's verse 10. He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garment and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye that what I have done to you? Do you know what I've done? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. Some people on the other side, they said, where did Jesus say, I am God? Say, every time people say it on his behalf, he never says, I am the Son of Man. Short sighted. You only see what you want to see. You call me Master and Lord, and you say it accurately. For so, what? Amen. Sometimes because you don't read your Bible, you are even afraid to discuss Jesus with other people. You're afraid. It's not the only the unknown that threatens you. Your uncertainty sells you out many times. For so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash what? I can't hear you. If I have washed your feet, you ought also to watch one and so it's a ministry not just to pastors. It's to ministry to all diaconos. If you can't watch Feet of Saints, you are not qualified to be a deacon. And it's not water and basin. We're talking about washing now. It's not water and basin that they do. It's not a ritual. It's not a ritual. So this week is the week of washing the saints, the feet of the saints. That's not what Jesus is talking about. I'll give you an example to know that feet must be washed. So every deacon must, that's the qualification. If they want to see a widow, it's a widow indeed, or whatever, they are still washed the feet of the saints. Are still grown to a point where you can wash the feet of the saints. Because you must attain to a certain growth. You must have water to wash feet. Saints around you must be, their work should be, must be cleaner and cleaner every day. Because you have water to wash feet. Some people live with you and their life grow worse. You have not attained. Amen. Praise God. So can you see there, 1 Timothy 5:10. It must be well reported for good works. If she have brought up children, we're talking about raise up children. Brought up is raise up children, which is not about his having his own personal children. Raise up children. If she have lodged strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work. Can you see? So when you have 100 of this in a church, what would the pastor be doing? Say, bro, I don't know, my hand is just swelling. I touch something. Say, what is that? What is that? Bring it. In the name of Jesus, that seed of death is cursed and it dies there. What has he done? He has relieved the afflicted. You treat a dead, die there. And it dies. That's not pastoral gift. It's growth. It's not pastoral gift. When pastor does that, that man of God, that is not what they make a man of God. So the next time he has posters, he'll put it there. But he's doing what seems extraordinary. That's not extraordinary. This is just, amen, to say that this is a widow indeed. Is a widow indeed? If she have. So, you can't attend there if you have not been diligent. You must work at it. Amen. You must work on yourself. You must see that you grow. You must see that you grow. So you can see that what God will want people like Timothy to feed the church with must be able to raise these people. That's Timothy's job. Raise them that way. And I trust the Lord that in the season we are in, we'll see the church emerge again. That's why God is speaking to us. There's a great job. There's revival waiting across the whole world. This revival must not stop. This revival, if the church does it well, we bring Jesus back again. Because it will finish the job. It will. Praise God. So it means that God expects that we will serve. That's how to serve one another. I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Very, very, as I have done to you. The servant is not greater than his Lord, and that is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Praise God. So what am I actually saying here? That I'm saying that it's possible for a man to be washed and to be clean and to be completely clean. To be completely clean. If he's clean, To wash the feet is easy. Are we in the house place? Are we right? Because the first washing is not as simple as it's just water. And it took water and towel to wash the feet and dry the feet. Is that not? But the first washing requires lots of other instruments to wash. It's not going to just be your hand to wash. It means that dust is not part of the leg. Right? The dust just came in by reason of walk through the desert. And it's easy to wash it away. But you can't just wash the whole body with that water. The job of rewashing must have been done by the priest. Amen. So it is those who are washed complete that can be washed, or whose feet can be washed from time to time. Do you understand? It means that there must be complete washing. The church must understand how to completely wash the saints. The saints must be clean. Every week clean. Completely clean. Completely clean. Without any form, any kind of stain. Praise God. Do you believe that? Are you sure? Now I want you to, do you believe that? Amen. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Do you believe that? See verse 11 of interest. And such were some of you, but ye are washed. Some of you, but ye are washed. Ye are sanctified. And this is not the washing or sanctity that happened at new birth. No. Because new Christianity will tell me that you are sanctified. When you are born again, you are sanctified. That is not the sanctification. Because Paul said, this is the will of God concerning you, your sanctification, that you abstain. So abstaining or separation or cleanses your sanctification. Are we right together, please? Amen. Truth must be seen, must be believed, so you can experience the grace of it. When they tell them you are sanctified by new birth, they're just telling them that that's all. You have been sanctified. Nobody should have you. You are sanctified. You are a child of God. You are sanctified as a child, but you are not clean. You are separated from the unbelieving world through faith. Ye are washed, ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So sanctification, it's still realistic. Forget now about whatever you have heard from other background, but sanctification is still a reality and experience by faith. Jesus Christ provided for your sanctification. The church today doesn't talk about that anymore. They have left it only for deeper life. Such a glorious, bro. And that's why you can see the effect of that across the churches today. Their hands are not clean. Our walk is defiled. The church is weakened by that. Amen. Jesus provided for it, but the church has lost sight of it. The provision is there, but we just decide to ignore it. We fell for the deceitfulness of sin. I've told that sin is a liar. He wants to give you a shortcut that will make your soul have first peace. As much as it is that, it's not easy to say, this is sanctified class that they do in some places, and say, those are the ones who are sanctified. These are not sanctified. You may not be able to use that mathematics. Right? So I'm just praying for sanctification now. When I go through that next 6 months, I should finish my class. But the reality is still there that Jesus provided for it. Do you believe it? I need a generation that will say, I believe. We need a generation that says, I believe a man can be washed. Jesus washes white as snow. I believe. No matter what is your state now, even if you are wretched in your heart, you got to believe the truth. You sell your path to the enemy by disbelieving the truth. So it's not about you, it's about what Jesus provided. It's about what Jesus provided. And let every man be a liar. Let God be true. Let my experience be a lie. Let God be true. So I must not use my experience to justify Jesus. No. I cannot use that. Amen? So you can see, we're opening the scriptures now. I didn't write it. I didn't write it. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are sanctified. It is the will of God. Come on, say it is the will of God. Come on, say it again. Come on, say it again. It is the will of God for us. It is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. This is the will of God for us, for me, for you in Christ Jesus. Even my sanctification, it is the will of God. Even my it is the will of God. It is the will of God. Even my sanctification, it is the will of God. It is God's will. That any time, whatever is not right is mentioned, that I'm not there, it is the will of God for me. Amen. It is those words that bring the power to you. Once your heart believes it, it's not your work. It's just work. You should not be afraid. Don't be terrified by anything. Even if you are a liar today, tonight, you are a terrible liar. Don't be afraid. Accept what Jesus did. Say, Jesus, you are true. I am wrong. That's where your salvation begins. The devil wants to magnify your state than what Jesus has done. What he has done is higher than your whatever experience. What worst thing will a man do with somebody don't do? He has gone from one husband to another husband to another husband, and the one is you is with now. It's not a husband. If you are a Jew and you miss such care, what will you do? This is a terrible sin. It's terrible. This is a terrible. Or how much will you pay in this present day what's this system now? Sin more. You know, sin more. Sin more. So how much will you pay in sin more? Amen. Praise God. All of that is trying to insult Jesus. Insult the provision of grace that a man can be free. A man can be free. A man can be free. I say a man can be free. A man can be free. A man can be free. And the darker the word goes, the more will be the evidence that a man can be free. Jesus died to make man free. So when you bring sin more there, you are saying man can't be free. Say we all sin. No, you are a sinner. You all sin. Sin is your profession. But it's not every human being's profession. For some, righteousness is their profession. Praise God. It's going to be a day of hot battle. And we're getting set for that battle. Battle against doubt. But it's going to be a hot season. where every spirit of death has been in the world here will appear in their best way. And it is the best time to cut their head. Everyone will come in their best. You know, there was a day when with just little talk, Jesus save, Jesus save, be born again, don't go to hell. No, that's not what that day, the day we are in, that suffice no more. Souls have overgrown that. You preach it, they laugh at you. It's time to raise words that tell the soul, expose the soul, tell the soul the state, and you can't deny it. You are in that day, and you're going to preach the gospel in that day. Oh, listen to me. Each time I see people who were not born in church preaching the Bible, I say, what thing happened to my life? People just met Christ 2 years, and Jesus in this season is meeting the Arabian guys. He's a lion. He's becoming a lion in the midst of the Arabian guys. He's going for their best. So I'm still waiting to have him get more of their best in Nigeria. I say he will get more of their best in Nigeria. The princes who today have done much assault against the gospel of Jesus, he will get them. The day he appeared to them, they will melt. Because they will meet their creator that they have been fighting against all the years of their life. For Paul, throughout his life, he can't forget the experience. Oh King, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. I was not disobedient. I'm not the one. I'm not disobedient. This vision is too clear. So, who is the man who can speak all languages? He said to Saul in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Hebrew tongue. This man said he spoke to him in Arabia tongue. The original one that has not been adulterated. If Jesus will meet you and talk to you, he will. That original tongue is what he will say. The day he appeared to Bolare, said, Bolare, Danwada, he came back to the Rijisha tongue. Who can know all tongues? Tell me, who can know all tongues? In this season, you will hear his voice. Polare downwarda. That day, can't forget it. She woke up and the energy to sound for the Lord came upon her. And since then, she has not stopped. When she worship, we know that it is not worshiper for money. She has the anointing to enter the king's closet. I'm preaching to you because I'm teaching because I want to connect to this voice. And you will hear his voice. Amen. So Jesus watches the mind and watches the heart. He watches the mind and watches the heart. This job of watching the mind is important. Very, very important. And is given utmost attention in the epistle. The epistle's job actually is about mind renewal. The mind compartment of the heart. I've told you that the mind component is not just the mind as the intellectual mind. Amen. When we're younger in the faith, in those days, they told us to renew your mind. You just read the Bible. And you can read the Bible and read it, and you're not washed. You can tell the story there. You can say it. You can do it. And yet, your nature, your configuration has not been altered. But there's a formation inside of the mind that is not in the cerebral part. There's a structure. There's a structure that makes us do the things we do. What makes us lie is not just a mere issue. No, There's a structure that just easily alleged to saying what is not true or saying it the way it is not. Easily. You know, I just said that is not, but you said that. I didn't say it, but he said it. He said it. So he didn't want to say it really. Certain forces made him say it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they have to record the interaction to establish that you said it. You said it. What he said is not true. You said it. Amen. To get a strength to say truth in the limit of what you want to say would take a lot of washing. You now know that it's not just because you are a wicked man. No. It's because something dwelleth in the inward parts. Amen. It's not just like that one. Now you're a bad man. No. You're a child of God. You want to do it right. But you just do it. You just say it and you're just cooperated and it's not true. It's not true. You can be a pastor and what you're saying is not true. You can be a bishop and you still attempt to lie. There's lie at in different levels. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're handling an issue in church of reason and we made some statements. And somebody replied and said, I made a statement that is otherwise what we said. The statement we made is clear. It's just a sentence. It's clear. It's a sentence. It's clear. It's a sentence. Somebody else, because you have to say something you want to say, you made a statement that is not in line with that statement. It's there. It's there. So anything can make you tell a lie. In defense, in proofing a point, you want to show you also not to argue. So lie is not just something done because you want to know. A lot of things meets up within you and you say it's not true. If your ego is at work, if somebody wants to insult ego, you rise up, say what is not true. If someone wants to rub you down, you say something is not true. So when they look at it, it's lie. You lie one to another. You lie. There's no holiness about it. You lie. So to come to a place where you simply say truth. Oh, chaya ba tana mosata. What you must have been done. Must have been done. So we get to a point that it becomes a permanent stay. We have overgrown it. And it's not part of the divine nature. Amen. So let's read Ephesians, please. Ephesians. Let me read verse 15. Are you here tonight, please? Chapter 4. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. See verse 17. This I say, therefore, because of this joint supply, if the church has supply, actually, by the way, you have supply, which is has to do with every joint supply. I told you that the way God ordained the body, this is not just about local church. It's talking about the body, because the body actually. Washing should be done by the body. What did I say? Yes. The clear, complete washing should be done by the body. It is the major job of the gifts in the body to ensure that everyone's sins is washed. Amen. Praise God. Normally. Imagine if apostles are teaching washing. If prophets are teaching washing. If evangelists are preaching washing. If pastors are pastoring washing. If teachers are teaching washing. How abundant will the water be? The job of all these gifts is to ensure that the church is clean. That's the primary job. That is the primary job of the gifts of Christ. They are the gift of ascension. And there's no ascension without washing. Amen. So you don't say I'm a prophet. You don't know the gift of a prophet in the New Testament, except there have given you truth. Because it is truth that dwelleth in the inward parts. So what they used to watch is truth. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. So that word is called the word of truth. The word of truth is for washing. Amen. Hallelujah. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So the word he gave to them is truth. That speaking the truth in love may grow up to him. So there should be amount of water, plenty water, speaking, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him. So how to grow up is through the speaking of truth. It's through the watching of water. Praise God. Oh my. That's where the nourishment lies. It lies inside the water. Notice this, the present day agriculture now it's not just on soil. It's passing water into the root of the plant. That's the modern day agriculture. So you can have your agric inside this place. And feed the whole city with tomato. We should have such agriculture in this place. Is that not true? We should have it. Just lay it with pipes there. Put water. So water contains earth. It's earth, it's life. So that washing actually is feeding. When they are feeding, they are being washed. Amen. As they take in water, as they drink in water, it's washing them. It's clean because it's inside. It's washing, it's cleansing. And it contains nourishment for growth. For from whom the whole body fitly joined together. It's the whole body, not the whole local church. It's not local church. The whole body. The whole body is supposed to be fitly joined together. The problem the body has for them is that many people should be supplying to the body have become an isolated centers. They are not doing a job that is causing flow of nourishment to the body. So many of the gifts have become miracle center gifts. Amen. I went in the house place. They have become medical center gifts. Prayer center, prayer mountain gifts. So you can see that we need to pray them all. Is that not true? We need to pray them all that the God will purify these gifts. That we'll see more pure gifts in our days. We'll see more purified apostolic gifts. Whose mind is not just about name, fame, jet. No. Who is committed to the message that God sent. Because the essence of the apostolic is the commission for the sent message. How you know apostles is not anything? It's by the message sent. Yes. It's message that commissions. Any apostle must have a particular. It's the message must have been restored back. Praise God. Are we saying tonight? Are we saying? Fully joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. In love. Itself in love. This I say, can you see now? Can we say that again? This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. How do they walk? In the vanity of their mind. So everything that the work of the flesh tied to is vanity of mind. It's vanity of mind. When the mind, what the devil does to the mind is to ensure that the mind is cracked down until it becomes vain. Vain. When it becomes vain, what does it mean that it becomes vain? It becomes totally disconnected from the life of God. Having the understanding darkened. So the vain mind is the darkened mind. So he has understanding. Right? Amen. He has an understanding, but that understanding has been darkened. Somebody has already brought in an understanding. That understanding is a dark understanding. Right? Amen? Praise God. A reason that is dark, that is not from God. If it's not from Christ, it's dark. Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. So when the heart is blind, that heart, once it is blind, then it can retain every form of darkness. For a blind man, there's no day or night. Is that not? There's no day or night. And so you say good morning. So is the morning breaking? It's not seeing light because it's dark. It's blind. So darkness stays with him forever. So that is what prepares all the things we now who been past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to walk all uncleanness with greediness. It's never enough. Get is never enough. Get is never enough. It's a sense he wants to own the whole world. Even the whole world is never enough. Yeah, he has a way to explain why he's going that way. It's an information system. Amen. Praise God. It's an understanding. Thank you very much. Praise God. For the past 120 years, I've seen the church announce that very soon the richest men on that will be Christians. Power is changing hands. I know that my power is not changing, but it's not that kind of power you're talking about. Because the forces of the earth here obeys lie. You got to make it righteously. Even we have to grant you wisdom. Super wisdom. Somebody gave me this afternoon, you know, supplies of materials for school and all of that. So I was saying, what are you doing? Okay, he was talking about getting a job. And I said, what are you doing? Can I help you so much? He said, yes, but the Nigerian system, I understand. Why are you going to supply things of 1 million and they will make a quota of 6 million? Okay, so boost the price to 3 million. But write 6 million. So 1 million, just move 3 million, just make a 2 million. And 3 million goes to somebody else. And who pays? Nigeria. Nigeria spends actually less than 20% of its real budget. The rest go into pockets. Overblown debt price system. They can buy this microphone in Nigeria. If it's sold for 10,000 naira, they will write 120,000 and somebody will approve it. That's how terrible this nation even must settle the score. this is not a nation to think about. From head to toe, it's on the air. Head to toe. The culture has been learned and has been handed over year by year. And that's how to belong to the clique. Nobody will draw you in. Even if your brother's day, whatever, he will send you away. Because you are an alien to their system. That's why we see best of our brain wants to become professor. Because at least you will pay in salary, you will go home, you will manage it. Can you see that? So for a job, just be a doctor. Let me pay my salary and just go away. That is religious mind, guys. Who doesn't want to sin? Once you sign to be ministry, to be in anywhere, you have signed to be part of a clique that can never find repentance. If you say you repent there, they will kill you. They say you resign. So it flows from head to toe. Head. Forget about the title so we bear in church. Head to toe. That's Nigeria. Amen. So, this must infuse power into you. Power to stay strong and to believe in what God provides. You need a new enlightenment. Amen. Now take away ignorance. Why are they doing all of that? Ignorance. They think they are wise, but actually ignorant. It's ignorance. When we make cook, what we know, what we know not that. Kokuma, Joe do the cook. No, tell me, when will not die? Why? They have no access to know what true life is. To know true life. And you know what makes it worse is you do not make them to know what true life is. Because their life seems meaningful to you. It's meaningful. It's the life you are praying in church every day. Oluwa, Oluwa, Boromiro, Oluwa, Boromiro, Oluwa, Boromiro. So that is the way God will borrow it. I have never prayed to be like that. I have never one time prayed. I have always prayed to influence the earth by righteousness. Let them see what I do, no matter how small. Let them be afraid. How is he doing it? We are not going the same way, so we are not in the same race. So why should you already? When I know you, when I'm appealing for you, why am I preaching the gospel? To give you more money? The gift of God cannot be purchased by with money. Is it? Who said this? Peter, thy money perish with thee. Perish with thee. And in this season, God will grow his own people. God will bless them. God will strengthen them with righteousness. He will. They are about to see a generation who prosper by righteousness, whose strength is still intact. That is why I'm staying with you, brothers and sisters. I'm staying with you to see you do well in the face of adversities. It may take a little time more. It doesn't matter. But the righteous shall flourish like palm tree. And will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of God will grow in the court of their God. They will be fat and flourishing. Even when they are old, they will still be productive. Why? I like that. When they are 80, they are still productive. Praise God. So we're reading in Ephesians. Oh my, I thought this message is going to be your 30 minutes today. I'm telling you, it's my sleep. There's nothing to say. Let's just say a few things and go away. Praise God. So where are we? Can you see there, verse 20? But ye have not so do what? Learned Christ. So it tells you that this washing is by learning. It's by learning. It's not just by praying. The Iro has root. So when you have tried that for some time, you get tired. No, you're oti badwa, but oh, you have not learned Christ. Just enlist to say, I want to learn Christ. Huh? You have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him. What's in Christ? As the truth. The word, the truth, the water is in Christ. The water, the blood is in Christ. This part is talking about this. This truth is the truth for the mind renewal. Okay? That's the truth he's talking about here. Is the truth for the inward part. Do you get it? Amen. Truth for the inward part, which is Christ. Christ as the truth is in Jesus. The truth, I like that, is in Jesus. So you can now see, it's in it's in who? It's in Jesus. Is it Jesus Christ? Jesus. That man Jesus, is the truth is in him. What's the truth? Christ. That's what made him Christ. Jesus. What's in him? Truth. What's that truth? Christ. That truth made Christ. So looking unto Jesus, the author. Looking unto you. When you guess Jesus, you will penetrate inside Jesus. What's going to stay on him? No man will be washed thoroughly, truly to the inside on earth, if not through Jesus. You will need lots of religious exercise. You will need lots of devotional exercise. You will need lots of spiritism. You will need lots of what do you call it now? Staying away abstinence. All you are trying to do by that, if you guess on Jesus anywhere and find what is in him, you will be cleansed from them. You will be cleansed from them. It's not easy to get into the prophetic in the city. Jesus is the first person that got in the commission as a prophet in the city. They are always in the wilderness. But his consecration does not need with that. He has wilderness in the city. When you hear a legendary dish bite, it's from the wilderness. That's why they're always wide. Jesus grew all his life in the city. Yet he attained to perfection. What they are looking for, he got it on a platter. He got it. Because the way of life is in him. On the day of the John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence taketh it by force. It's until the day of John the Baptist. When Christ came, the way was open. Nobody breaks into it. You follow Jesus to get in there. Without much of effort, you will plug into the spirit life. Imagine. There's no cult on earth. Or set on earth that you can join in 2 weeks and plunge into the power. No sect. No sect will open to you the fountain of death in 2 weeks. It's only Jesus that you can meet today and it will open the gate of light to you. Other courts, you will have, they want to train, tutor you, exercise you. I know them very well. Amen. You need time, time of preliminary expressions. Just by talking to him, talking to a man, he was writing scriptures in his heart by talk. As he talked like that one, the tablet, you know, no, it's not a mind of man. It's not mind of man. As he's talking, he's writing upon his heart. And he's saying scripture straight like that. Wow, this is a miracle. Miracle. Why that tongue is tongue of a writer. It's tongue of much grace. Amen. So truth is in Jesus. Truth is in Jesus. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's move a little bit down. That ye put off, because of this, ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to what? Deceitful lust. That's where deception lies residing. And verse 3, let's read 23 together. And be what? Renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that ye put on. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Let your mind be renewed. How to put on, how to put off the old is to renew the mind. Rearrange the mind. Reorder the mind. The old man will not go away as long as the mind is not renewed. And it's truth that renew the mind. The truth which is in Jesus, which is Christ, is the one that renews the mind. That can make the man to put on a new man. I told you last week that when you are washed, you are supposed to be like a baby. Must be newborn baby. You know, there's newborn at every phase, a newborn baby. There's newborn at new birth. There's newborn by the washing of water. There's newborn by the purging of blood. Being born again. Not being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth, by the word of God, which abideth forever. Being born again. So you are born again to be born again, okay? You must experience newness. Come on, say newness. New life. When there's complete washing, that's new life. Come, new life. Praise God. And he put on the new man, which is after God. Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Verse 25. Can you see? Wherefore, because of this process, because of this experience, wherefore, putting away. So when the man is being renewed, what is happening? He's putting away. Can you see that? So it's not just one time issue. As the mind is renewed, it's putting away. It gives you strength or grace to put away. Because renewal of the mind is a release of grace. Or it's the activity of the teaching of grace. It's the work of the grace of Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That grace that appear. How did he appear? He came appearing, teaching us. Can you see? So it is teaching. By teaching, grace come. And when grace come, the mind is renewed. And when the mind is renewed, it incapacitates lying. It weakens the root of lying. It gives you ability to put it away. You can do without lying. You have a choice to lie. You can do without it. It's no more like it's imprisoning you by all means. You have no, as if you have no choice. That's the only way. No, it makes you see that that's not the only way. It makes you see a life complete outside it. When the mind is not renewed, you are boxed. Sin can box you and tell you this is the only way you can pass. He has come a master, a lord. He's a gatekeeper. So you can't pass through. So you pass through this place. But when the mind is renewed, you see that there is a way. Say, no temptation has ever taken you, but such as is common to man. God is faithful. Oh, I like that. That God is faithful. How is he faithful? He will not allow you to be tempted beyond your measure. And we with the temptation make a way not to escape. A way that you may bear it. That you may be able to bear it. So if it is money wants to bring, you can deal with the money. You can bear it. And you will see that you are not destroyed. Now that you begin to say, you have lost something tangible. It's because your mind is not renewed. If it's renewed, you just know you have lost vanity. You have gained righteousness. But we will be temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Many times we want to be able to escape it. Oluwa jeki to jeki ne foko jo foko jo foko jo foko jo foko jeki 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 you don't you wish you just sleep and find that it's no more there and you sleep and wake up just with you just saying you gotta make a choice in this matter. No, you have to make your choice in this matter. The witch just waved the hand, let's take it away. No, so it's a choice. Because you will grow by choice. Nobody will grow without his choice involved. But Jesus, by his grace and teaching, can make you access power to deny ungodliness. Amen. I tell you, there's nothing that grace has not done in Christ. As beautiful as marriage is, some people in Christ did not just get married. Because grace was available. And it was not pulling them. Grace made Jesus, who was rich, to become poor. That ye through his poverty can become rich. By the resource of what Jesus has, he can command anything to obey him. Anything. If he wants to preach with the best sheep, he can do it. If he doesn't need any sheep, he wants to preach in the air, he will stay in the air and preach. He condescends to behave like a man. Imagine he wants to preach there. Not to preach, he told Peter. Because if he does it without Peter, he can't bring Peter into the matter. He wants to bring Peter. He loves him. He wants to bring him to the matter. So, Peter, we want to preach. And Peter was tired. He had not gotten anything. The day was a bad day. What good is this sheep? I have preached with it. At least there will be activity. Everything is done. And I took it and I just preached. And I was finished preaching. But the day is over now. Come on, launch your thing. Launch your head net. Get to a deep. There's fish there. That's the weather. So when the king, again, Miss Rudy Rode, can launch over this navel. Launch your net. You said it. You are just preaching now. Your word is powerful. The guy got a cash that will not leave his soul ever. After the cash, he left the net. He left the fish business. That's the only reason why he condescends to his level. What will his sheep make for him? Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. It collapsed. And the terribleness of what happened, terribleness. In this season, for many of us in this house here, the Lord will meet you at a terrible point. Oh, terrible point that will make your knee to bow. Your knee will bow, your tongue will respond in agreement with your Lord. He has an arrangement for everyone he has met. Everyone he has met. It's an arrangement for everyone he has met. Be renewed. Come on, say, be renewed. In the spirit of your mind. So that you can put away, continuously put away. Putting away lies. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Put away. It can be completely put away. That is when washing completes. May God's grace on next Wednesday. We move more from that place. Are you blessed today? Are you sure? Can we give thanks to God this evening? Can we appreciate the name of the Lord and give Him glory and honor? Can we thank Him?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.